Welcome to AI in Life Sciences, your news update curated by Nitro Marketing and generated by AI.
Today is Saturday, March 23rd. Here is what we are covering. According to a breakthrough study featured in Cell Metabolism, pregnancy can accelerate a body's biological aging. However, it's worth noting that a significant portion of this aging effect can be reversed after childbirth, particularly through breastfeeding. This revelation highlights the fact that molecular aging, a process where our cells accrue damage over time, is not a linear nor forward-only progression. Following a rise in biotech stocks and a year of significant deal-making, key investors foresee continued success, driven by basic economic principles. Biotech firms, which heavily rely on borrowed capital, could enjoy relief as U.S. Federal Reserve officials suggest that the epoch of peaking interest rates is most likely over, with plans to implement 3 cuts this year. The lower borrowing costs will be particularly beneficial to public biotech startups that have been hit hard in recent market conditions, says Rod Nathan, partner and portfolio manager at J. Goldman & Co. Researchers leverage standardized emergency medical services data to enhance patient care and outcomes. Compiling and analyzing data from millions of EMS responses generates invaluable insights to improve medical practices and procedures. This breakthrough approach stands to revolutionize emergency care by creating predictive models and offering researchers an unprecedented understanding of common medical emergencies. Digital diabetes management tools, once hailed as the future of healthcare, have fallen short of delivering genuine health benefits, according to a recent study by the Peterson Health Technology Institute, PHTI. The study, which examined 8 popular tools for tracking blood sugar used by people with type 2 diabetes, found that the health improvements offered were minimal and did not last over time, and also resulted in increased healthcare spending. According to PHTI's executive director, Caroline Pearson, this calls for building better, more impactful digital tools that offer clinically meaningful benefits backed by substantial evidence, while also focusing on accessibility and affordability. Finally, in light of GSK's recent acquisition of Bellus, CEO Roberto Bellini is actively seeking new employment opportunities for his displaced team. Bellini demonstrates a strong commitment to his staff, highlighting that a key priority is to ensure they find new roles following the business deal. Bellus's CEO's initiative underscores the importance of employee welfare in corporate transactions. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to AI in Life Sciences. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more Life Sciences News.